Hey, family. Welcome to the African Ancestry Experience, where we discuss what it means to transform the way Black people view themselves or the way we as Black people view ourselves and Africa. This is our special Father's Day African Ancestry Reveal for Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. You all know he's the son of the Black Panther Party's Illinois chapter leader and organizer, Chairman Fred Hampton Sr., and his mother, writer and activist Aku Njeri, will be with us learning about the ancestry of his maternal and his paternal lines live right here on the African Ancestry Experience. You don't want to miss this, so stay tuned because I want to know you.
I wanna know ya, Cameroon, Guinea-Bissau, Sierra Leone, gotta let me show ya, Nigeria, Bioko Island, Liberia.
You all know that the African Ancestry Experience is all about sharing identity-focused conversations with the African diaspora, right? Over here, we trace your DNA, we find your roots, and you explore who you are. And our fam is with us all the time. Shout out to Plachette and Avanti, Menelik, Cheryl, Chazelle's in the house, Della, Kim, Antoinette, all of you all. Jane, it's so good to see you. If you are, I want to see your flags in the chat. I want you all to represent where your roots are because you are African ancestry family. And I'm so happy that you're here with us spending this time. Now, many of you are at different stages of your journey, of your African ancestry journey. Some of you already know your roots. You may be getting ready to explore a new line of your family tree. Some of you are like, what is this all about? What's going on over there at African Ancestry? We got something for everybody. So head over to AfricanAncestry.com. And if you haven't taken a test yet, we have a special Juneteenth promotion that offers 10% off our entire site, except for travel. Not going to get 10% off travel. Just use the code Juneteenth22, and the offer expires at the end of the day on Sunday. And for those of you who know where you're from, now's a great time to get an heirloom pendant or a t-shirt. You know, we got stuff for you. Now, listen, speaking of having stuff for you, every Wednesday, we give away African Ancestry swag to the first person to join us. And we had a little hiccup, but we're back. So Wendy's going to tell us who the first time winner is. Listen, we are sold out of these on the website. We aren't going to have any more of these, but we have one left for Bahan Brit. Bayesian Brit. Congratulations, Bayesian Brit. You are the winner of the African Ancestry Cowrie Shell Pendant. So if you could please email us your shipping address to info@AfricanAncestry.com and we will get your pendant in the mail to you. I hope you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, and getting notifications so that you won't miss a single episode because we're doing big things over here at the African Ancestry Experience. Now, y'all are family, so many familiar faces and names. Wim Payande, glad to see you. Please tell Valerie that I said hello. And you remember that we talked to Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. some time ago. I'm trying to remember now. It was him and our sister from Howard University from the Department of African Studies. They were on together and we had a great conversation and he finally decided to send his swabs in so that we could find out where in the world his ancestry is found. And so I am happy to welcome back Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. What's up? What's up? Hey.
What's happening, Miss Y'all? Good to be back.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, indeed.
I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. It's not even my reveal.
As well, I'm sitting here with the lineage that I do know I come from. On my right side, Mother Comrade Aku Njeri. On my left side, Chairman Fred Hampton. I know that for sure, my lineage. So, but I'm excited to find out, you know, deeper than that, where the roots come from.
And while you have them on the wall, we're doing one even better because we have Mother Akua with us. We're going to bring her in.
Free your mom. Right. How you doing? Good to see you. See you. Fremont,
it's
Chairman.
So nice to meet you.
I always say oftentimes I feel fortunate to fall from the tree of two freedom fighters, Chairman Fred Hampton and also of Akua and Jerry. Mm. And I'm looking forward to see the deeper roots about this tree.
That's right. That's right. I want to see some fists in the, there we go. We got the fists. I want to see the fists because
Come on with it. Right on. That's what I'm talking about.
Right on. We have a true revolutionary in the house with us today and this evening. And so we need to show her African ancestry respect. That's right. So, you know, June is all about celebrations. We're celebrating Black Music Month. We're celebrating Father's Day. We're celebrating Juneteenth. It's almost like a new February. I don't know if you feel that way, but all this focus on being Black makes me feel like we're in February during Black History Month.
Let's keep on upping the ante for more months, so we can internalize this every day.
Exactly. Now, the last time you were with us, Chairman Fred, you shared some of your Chicago upbringing, and you told us that funny story about how you had to check the teacher's info during Black History Month. It's very clear to us where you inherited that revolutionary spirit from. And for those of you who missed it, you can head over to our YouTube channel and watch that special episode. But now we have Mother Akua with us. And so I would love to get to know you some, Mother Akua. We ask each of our guests to fill in this sentence. So I'm gonna give you the first part of the sentence and then you can fill it in however you see fit. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you and see you. You look fabulous. Okay. I am
a revolutionary.
You are a revolutionary. I love that. Now, have you always been a revolutionary?
Absolutely not. I was believing in the American first, just like everybody else, you know, until the serious reality of the political education of the Black Panther Party opened my eyes and my brain to open and explore and follow a revolutionary ideology as set forth by the Black Panther Party. Knew I was not always a revolutionary.
Some of your story unfold in the Oscar-winning film, Judas and the Black Messiah, but can you tell us what was the pivotal moment that made you decide that you were going to go down this path and lead us in this movement?
Well, I have been working a long time. As a matter of fact, I'm on the advisory board of the Black Panther Party Cubs, the organization that's carrying on and defending the legacy of the Black Panther Party. And myself and Chairman Fred Jr. acted as cultural consultants in that movie. Our work as revolutionaries did not start at that movie, but the movie gave us an opportunity to enhance and get a bigger audience and a more widespread audience than we may have been able to get before. The deciding point for me in participating, because that was not our first offer or the first time that we had been approached to do a story on the life and legacy of Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. in the Black Panther Party. But the decisive moment for me was when Daniel Kaluuya and Fishback, they came to the Hampton House along with Ryan Coogler, Shaka King, Charles. A whole group of them came, and they began to convince us, if you will, to participate in the making of this movie. Now, I was able to question and talk with and interchange with Daniel Kaluuya and Dominique Fishback. And I asked them questions, but during the process, before I got to ask them questions, I began to observe them, how they handled other questions. I saw Daniel Kaluuya, his whole mind open up to understand and learn what we were saying. He didn't come with, I know everything about the Black Panther Party. I know everything about Chairman Fred. He was open to hear someone telling the truth about who Chairman Fred and the Black Panther Party was. I listened and watched to Dominique, and I asked her different questions. And some of the things I asked her, she said, oh, you're giving me a hard time. I said, yeah, that's what I do. And she gave me, it's a little sad look that I do. And she gave it to me, and I said, she got it. I knew she could do it.
Wow. That's amazing. I can't even imagine what it's like to watch somebody play your life. That's got to be a different feeling. Now, I want to ask you, when Chairman Fred told you, Jr., told you that he was going to be tracing your ancestry, the family's ancestry, what was your reaction?
I said, I hope I don't find some more family members that I really don't want to know, but it's all good. Everybody laughed, but everybody got some family members they really don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? And then they see you on interest. That's my cousin. Then they start bugging you, but it's all good. We can handle it.
So what about the African piece?
I'm real, real excited about it. I have no idea, no concept of where I come from. Somebody said, oh, your people probably came from Ethiopia. I say, well, I don't know if you say so, maybe, but I have no idea. And I'm real excited about finding out, you know, where we came from, where my mother, if you will, because that's what's being traced. But how Chairman Fred, where we came from, you know what I'm saying? That's an important missing piece, you know, for us to even, let me say this. I went to Ghana years ago, and I'm going to tell you the emotion that stirred in me. Chairman Fred went to Ghana last year. I can't tell you the emotion that was stirred in him. And I can't say enough how people that were stolen from our homeland to establish a contact with that continent, with many countries involved in there, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. And to find out what part of that big continent we came from is even more exciting. So I'm looking forward to finding it out. And I have no preconceived ideas about I'm from here, I'm from there. But other people have said various things. But I could see his spirit lifted, you know, when he got back there. It was hard for him to come back to the States, I'm gonna tell you. So
I know that feeling. Chairman Fred, what are you thinking? Like, do you have any ideas about what we're gonna find for your ancestry on either branch of the tree that we've traced?
I haven't drawn any foregone conclusions. No, I haven't. I kind of cracked now, as my mother comrade just pointed out, that, you know, when I my first time having an opportunity to go back home, and I went to Ghana in particular, and we was moving around. In fact, Sister Chastity and others were saying something to the effect like, the time thing, like it's coming, and you know, they're gonna be here one time, they'll be coming later. You're gonna see that a lot here, you know, in Ghana. I said, well, this may be where I'm from, because I haven't had it doing that myself, you know. But there's so many characteristics or attributes that I've heard, you know, when I got there and I talked to people. Our present day chapter of the Black Panther Party Cubs, our second largest chapter is in Brazil. And I remember touching down with our comrades there, and they were showing me some of our, giving me some history and showing some of our people. And they was, you know, forget what particular country, particular tribe, but the facial features in particular, like the wide face, I forgot what it was, and they was saying, that's probably where you're from. Mm. And Again, back to the heart of the question. I haven't drawn any foregone conclusions.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to briefly explain to the two of you what we did, because I don't know how much you knew Chairman Fred and how much you told your mom. But for everybody who's watching, we have two tests at African Ancestry. The first test that we're going, well, I shouldn't say the first. One test is called the MatriClan test. And that test looks at DNA that is maternally inherited. So, Chairman Fred, you inherited it from your mother. Mother Akua, you and your siblings inherited it from your mother. She got it from your grandmother. She got it from her mother, and so on for generations. This one little piece of your DNA, mitochondrial DNA, doesn't change. Mm. And so we can take a portion of that DNA, the part that informs for ancestry, and compare it to DNA from all over Africa to look for a match. And when we find a match, you have to share ancestry with those people because the DNA didn't change. All the rest of the DNA in your body from all the other branches of your tree mixed together, but the maternal DNA did not mix. And so we extracted the DNA from Chairman Fred's swabs, and then our science team, which is all Black geneticists, unlocked the code and then used that code, analyzed it, comparing it to all of the data that we have in the African lineage database. And we have the largest collection of African DNA in the industry to look for these matches. And so I wanted to start with the maternal line because we're celebrating Juneteenth, and clearly you, Mother Akua, are a freedom fighter for us. And so I thought that we should start here. So are you all ready to find out where your maternal ancestor was before the transatlantic slave trade?
Let me interject briefly real quick. You know, I just want to thank you all for this opportunity. I'm looking forward to this. And it's just something I can try to put the, we always, you know, say everything is political, but it's something that we are able to, I mean, much as our African, as African people have been, the attacks, I mean, from chattel slavery to plantation, sharecropping, crack cocaine, gentrification, this is really something, you know what I'm saying, and it's a continuous attempt we even see today with critical race theory. It's always an attempt to either obliterate or malign our people. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to shout that. I just say this is, you know, I'm a real big proponent. You know, legacy is more important than your life. You know what I'm saying? So again, just from I'm real big about that. So I just want to just, you know, just appreciate for this opportunity. And you know, say again, everything is political. And I'm looking forward to this. For us to be surviving as a people, to still be here is something. Yeah. Be able to trace back the DNA. This is something.
And what I like,
I just want to say,
go ahead, please.
I just want to say also real quick, I am so appreciative of this opportunity. And as you were talking, I'm flashing back and I'm seeing this poem that piece that Chairman Fred Jr. did about Dear Mama. And it traces the history of our struggle in this piece. And I'm hearing it in my head. So
we're bringing the ancestors here. I mean, they're with us. Your maternal ancestors are with us. And I think we need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge all of the women in your family who came before you, and all of us who are watching, the women in our lineages who came before us. They're walking with us. Mm-hmm. That mitochondrial they're walking with us spiritually, but they're walking with us physically too, because you have the exact same DNA, Mother Akua. It's in every cell of your body as that woman who was captured, who ultimately made her way here.
I'm gonna cut you off.
No, go ahead.
No, right on. No, right on what you just, you know, just was right on. Out, not to devalue, diminish this. We have a. I was coming the other day. I'm literally here at the Hampton House, the house that Chairman Fred grew up in, the Hampton House, and we we have some dogs here. We call it Hampton House Hounds, and it shocked me how. And I'll talk to his brother about getting some puppies. How detailed he went to is asking, "Where's the lineage of the Cane Corsa and the Rottweilers?" He was detailed about this. He was asking, you know, where did the dogs come from? He was asking, you know, certain questions. And I was asking him. I asked him a response. I asked him. I say, "How's your children's grandparents? How are they doing?" He said, "He don't know who they are." I said, "But the detail he went to about dogs." You know, in the contrast about just the lineage of our people, and you know, we really have to really put this in context. You know what I'm saying? Who we are, we come, the good, the bad, and the ugly, contradictions and all. Where we come from, technology. They say an orphan horse is the most difficult horse to raise. Mm. It doesn't know different simple things like how to trot, how to walk. So this is important.
It's very important. Thank you. So. In honor of those women who were resilient, who were enduring, who were survivors, who protected their families, who did all of and endured all that they endured so that you could be here, Mother Akua, and your siblings and your descendants, it is my pleasure to tell you that those women we traced to the Songhai people living in the country of Niger today. Mm. Mm. And for those of you who know African history, you know that the Songhai Empire in the 15th and 16th centuries was very powerful. And the Songhai extended not just in Niger, but also in Mali. So there's a deep, rich history of knowledge, of leadership that is within the Songhai people. Now, they are predominantly a Muslim society. excuse me. But nevertheless, today, their descendants are here among us in the diaspora and practicing, you know, all different sorts of spiritual beliefs. Now, are you familiar with the Songhai? Are you familiar with the country of Niger? This is not a result that we get very often. It is, the people in the comments will tell you, we don't find Niger very often at all.
Wow.
Never. Not familiar at all.
I'm vaguely. Yeah.
So you have a lot to learn. And
yes,
it sits right atop of Nigeria.
Yeah.
So it shares a border, its southern border. It shares with the northern border of Nigeria. So there's a lot of movement of people between Nigeria and Niger, as well as the Songhai between Niger and Mali.
Hmm. Okay, right on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I can only imagine the poetry that will flow from this.
Yes.
Mother
Akua. I look forward to it, man. Yeah.
And another thing I think that is something I love about these reveals and the power of this information is you mentioned not knowing the names of grandparents. Not knowing the names of great grandparents. Mm. That's a painful void for us, but it's okay because we're still connected.
Yes.
We're still connected.
Yes,
but as much as the system tried to disconnect us, we are reconnected. So you now are reconnected to the Songhai people living in the air today.
Yes, indeed. Right on. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
That's a lot to absorb.
I'm taking it in, looking and doing my research as we speak. Yes.
Look, but there's more. I feel like there's more.
That's right. Because
we also traced your paternal ancestors.
And that's important. Let me tag team with you. That's important. Also. That's important. Even with the break, in so many cases, like I told you, and even organizing. I had brought to some sister's attention one time whose children were murdered by the police. And I asked them, I say, why don't the people that bring y'all in to speak, why don't they offer, pay for the fares also for the fathers to come in? And once she said she never thought about that. It's intentional. It gives them like a certain impression that that there are no fathers here, So some people may have just thought it was over when you said our maternal, it's not over. Yeah, we're a combination of two people. I tell people when you talk about your children, you guys can't say that's your child. It's your two people. It's a product of not only the mother and father, but again, generations. So I'm looking forward to this as well. Yes, indeed.
Yes, absolutely.
With the paternal lineage, Chairman Fred, you gave us your DNA, which we have long since destroyed, by the way.
Right on. That's right.
We're gone. And just like you inherited that mitochondrial DNA from your mother, you also inherited what's called the Y chromosome from your father. And the Y chromosome is what determines maleness. Mm. So only men have the Y chromosome. Women don't have the Y chromosome. You have the exact same Y chromosome as your father and his father and his father and his father, going back again for generations. Right. That Y chromosome did not change. So when we extracted your Y chromosome from your cheek swab, our scientists then unlocked the code of a small portion of your Y chromosome and compared it to Y chromosomes from men across Africa. Mm. Now, I was a little nervous about this one because when we traced the Y chromosome, Mother Akua, 35% of the time, it comes back European.
Mm. Yes.
Because of the history and the behavior of white European men.
Come on,
fathering children with enslaved women.
Yes.
Whether you look like Wesley Snipes today or you look like me.
Yes. Come on.
You can have a British progenitor. You can have a Portuguese father in your paternal line. You can have a German, a Spanish, they all were a Dutch. They were all there.
No doubt about it.
They all raped and pillaged.
No doubt about it.
I thought, I certainly don't want to be the one to come and tell Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. that his revolutionary paternal ancestry goes back to Europe. But I don't have to because it doesn't.
Right on. I will say something else. Just in case, I will say something too, but we'll go ahead. I'll come in after this. But I think also to people in general, we have to have an objective analysis of history.
Yes.
It's embarrassing being oppressed.
Yes.
It's embarrassing being oppressed.
Yes.
And many times we try to engage in euphemisms to say, one lady told me in New Orleans, she was explaining to me how her grandmother had a relationship with the French. I said, a relationship. And I said, oh, bless your heart. These euphemisms, we have to call it for what it is.
Yes.
And it's what's different between being a victim and a fighting back victim.
Come on now. That's
and
right.
We have to the conditions. A non-independent people do not make independent decisions. Everything from the food we eat.
Yes.
To how we define beauty. Even I tell people, I talk about this phenomenal video the son that Kendrick Lamar did, We Cry Together, the toxic relationships that we have. It's a product of what was done to us. How we don't relate to each other. Yes. And we need to acknowledge that, to put up everything from, we talk about, you know, where we come from, the dynamics of people do it with dogs. They distinguish a German Rottweiler from an American Rottweiler. And no one blames on that particular puppy, oh, it's your fault, it's your great grandfather. They talk about the conditions, the weather, everything. So yes. I just want to say that for people who do come across that situation, put it again, don't flatter yourself.
Huh. Come on now.
See, this is not a result of a decision that you as an individual made. A young brother told me, he said, yes, his grandmother one time, why is my father so dark and my aunties, why is it so light? And she says, a lot of things we don't like to talk about. And she said, and with deal, we have to acknowledge this.
Yes. You know what
I'm saying? But again, to put and also be clear who done this to us, who is doing this to us.
There you go. There
people
you
say,
go.
Here comes Chandler Fred. He always blamed the system of the white man. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do. We do.
Yes.
Right on.
Man.
So when our scientists traced your paternal lineage, they were able to find matches with your Y chromosome in the country of Gabon.
Gabon?
Wow.
And
Gabon is centrally located on the west coast of Africa.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a French-speaking country.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Came into quite a bit of wealth in the past couple of decades with the discovery of oil. And that really skyrocketed the development of certain cities in the country. Now, we actually found matches for your ancestry in three different ethnic groups in Gabon. And we had to give them all to you because it's not up to us to decide. We found matches at the same, you know, with the same degree of matching.
Mm-hmm.
Of the groups. And the way this happens is because ethnic groups are social and cultural groupings.
Mm.
They're not genetic groupings.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have within your family, you know, within Chicago or within a family living in the city of Chicago, there can be some family members who belong to the Baptist tribe.
Yeah.
Some family members who belong to the Church of God in Christ tribe.
Yeah.
And some family members who belong to, you know, the Catholic tribe.
Mm-hmm.
But genetically, they're the same and they live in the same place. So one of the groups that you share ancestry with paternally, so everybody who descends from a Hampton male shares this result. It's for everybody in the family who descends from a Hampton male.
Oh, look, I got.
Go ahead.
Real quick war story. Recently, about 3 weeks ago, I'm in Los Angeles, and a brother or my cousin who I've only seen one time, he just did 26 years in prison, and he got out. And I was set to meet him. He's working on going to Africa. In fact, he went to Africa and he came back. And any cut to the chase, it was a situation happening. Him and another brother was dialoguing, and you could see that it was getting antagonistic. And no one else caught it. Mind you, I haven't seen this. I've never met this brother before in my life. This is my cousin. And something, his body language, the way he moved, and I knew it was finna go. We was in Los Angeles by Leimert Park. I said, stop the conversation. I said, hold on. And they was, what's wrong, Chip? I said, and I told him, and he said, my cousin, man, I feel bad. I seen that temper. I know that Hampton, man. I know that body language. I said, you can't control it. I seen it when I watched video footage of Chairman Fred when he going intensely. He said, I didn't see it coming. I saw it coming. I saw it coming. And I know, so wait till I tell him this. So something over there in Gabon, I can imagine them brothers over there, boy. That passion, boy.
I love it.
Right on, Tim, for real.
Yes.
I love it. That perfect analogy.
Yes, yes.
So the Ateke people, they are traders, T-R-A-D-E-R-S. They're the traders in the country.
Trading goods and services.
Yes.
Be clear. Trading goods,
yeah. Woo! The Sogo people are actually Christian. They're in the southern part of Gabon. And then the Kota, the third group that you share ancestry with, they're in the northeastern part of Gabon. So these groups span the entire country. And the Kota are noted for their spiritual beliefs, their indigenous spiritual beliefs. And so you'll see these very well-known small brass and copper figures. They call them reliquaries, I think is how you pronounce it. But the Kota are known for creating those figures to help practice their spirituality. And they're very peaceful people. So you got to really research these groups, because you got the revolutionaries on your mother's side, and then you got revolutionary feelings on your father's side, but some of the groups you come from are peaceful. So you got to do some research to reconcile all of that.
It's a balance. It's a balance. You know, as I said in the poem I wrote about Chairman Fred before, I said, we love the people. Well, don't get it twisted. You gotta talk to me. Yeah. Oh, but also, FYI, my cousin who I just talked about, I didn't know he was on. He just tapped in. He's on stream, y'all listening in.
Oh, hey, cuz. Was that Lonnie D. Hampton?
I think that's him. Yeah.
Shout out to cousin Lonnie for joining us.
Yes, indeed.
I love it.
I know that body language. I know it's when they go there. I said, that's going to happen.
Yes, indeed.
I've seen them. I told them, I don't need no Maury Povich to recognize my kin people. I know that. I know how it goes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So we've just given you this transformative information that, you know, before 2003, no one could even envision was possible to know.
Yeah.
When we started this business 19 years ago.
Yeah.
You now know that everybody who descends from Mother Akua's mother and everyone who descends from her grandmother and her mother, they all share, you all share maternal ancestry with the Songhai people living in Niger today. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of the family tree, everybody who descends from a Hampton male shares ancestry with the three groups living in Gabon today. How does that make you feel, Mother Akua? You've seen a lot in your lifetime. How does this information make you feel?
It makes me feel proud and honored. And I remember my mother saying, I got French in me. Oh, man. This has been a beautiful experience. It really is. It really, Nanny said, I got French in me.
Well, you know that Niger is a French-speaking country.
I was hearing you, yes.
And the French colonized Niger, so.
Yes.
Called it. You know what you know, right?
Yes, you know what you
know. And Chairman Fred, how are you feeling about this, getting this extended, more rooted information about your legacy that you're a part of?
I'm digging it. I attribute to my I can be like over analytical, and I like to, you know, like the, even if it's a basic discussion, I always say that I get a lot of my analytical characteristics from my grandmother, Nanny, who she speaks on my maternal side, because whatever you ask Nanny about, she would go into this whole deep discussion, you know, analyze it. You can ask, what time is it? Oh, you know, the reason why we do this at 4 o'clock. And I also the politics I attribute to the Black Panther Party. You're saying, yes. I, you know what? I'm a Panther Cub by birth and by battle.
Yes.
And the politics always to assess things, not have a reactionary assessment, because reality is we just didn't pop up out of a vacuum. We're not just here today. We are, you know what I'm saying, to take into account where we come from, what was going on in particular times. And listen, and you do this with, you know, people, auto mechanics do it with cars. You know, if they purchase a car, just wait a minute. Was that car in a storm? Was the engine flooded before? But our people are told, we're told to take this reactionary assessment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the contradictions in our community, it just happened today. You know, the reality is, it's important, it's imperative that we had this type of discussion and dialogue, you know, to take, again, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to see why certain dynamics, you know, how our walk, our style, you know, and, you know, and also that it survived. That is, I mean, you talking, rape, pillage, chattel slavery alone. When I was, come to the slave dungeons alone, to be still here and to be able to trace that back, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
It is really an honor for me. Every reveal that I am fortunate to be able to do, I do with reverence for the ancestors and reverence for the people who are sharing this very personal experience with the larger group, you know, with the world in this case. Yes. And so I want to thank you deeply from the bottom of my heart for participating, because your family holds a special place in our history as people of the African diaspora. And so I'm glad that we're able to honor that in this way. We have
thank
a
you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mother Akua.
Thank you so much. I just want to tell people that August 30th, we're doing the Chairman Fred Streets Party. It's an annual event we do. The clubs and other groups participate in it. It's the birthday celebration of Chairman Fred. And at the site of the assassination, I do a virtual tour. We go to the wall, which is a powerful mural of Chairman Fred Hampton and other Black Panther Party members. And also, we do a December 4th IRD, International Revolutionary Day. And we ask people, wherever they are, prisons, jails, this country, that country, to stop at 12 o'clock noon Central Time and hold a clenched fist for 5 minutes in honor and remembrance of Chairman Fred, Defense Captain Mark Clark, and the legacy of the Black Panther Party. I'll be remiss if I don't say about, we going back to Ghana. December 1 through 8th, I think, are the right days. And Chastity Keys is coordinating that piece. And I'm real excited about it. So I'll get to go back to Africa. Like I said, I went many, many years ago. And I was so excited about Chairman Fred being able to go, because I know he was feel that spirit once he hit the ground over there. It's something you can't control. It just engulfs you, and everybody needs to go at least one time. A lot of people don't come back. They get over there and say, I'm not going back. You know what I'm saying?
So
beautiful experience.
I love it. So we need to make sure we'll get the information from Chastity so that we can support the IRD Day.
International Revolutionary Day.
IRD Day. That's right up our alley. So we'll make sure that we can participate in that. And while we've shared this information about you all as a family, as a legacy, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't share some information about the Black Panther Party so that we can kind of wrap the history in this country around the history that we just learned. We do a segment called Factor Whack. And if we could just have a few more minutes of your time, Chairman Fred, you were so great at this last time. We could have a few more minutes of your time to.
Of course.
What we do, Mother Akua, is we put up a statement and then we'll ask you to read it. And then our viewing family will have to say in the comments whether they think that statement is a fact or if they think it's whack.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Let's go. Here's the first one.
Yes, the Black Panther Party conducted groundbreaking research into sickle cell anemia.
Okay, people, so this should be an easy one. Is this fact or whack? Did the Black Panther Party conducted groundbreaking research into sickle cell anemia? And I want to also shout out, I don't know if you guys saw this, Chairman Fred, your cousin Leisha Hampton Jones. She's been in the building too.
Right on, family. Yes, indeed.
So we got mostly facts here. Everybody except for one person said it's a fact. So is this fact or whack, Mother Akua?
Can I clarify?
Yes, please.
Some kind of groundbreaking research kind of scares people off. But this was common knowledge that Black people were dying from this disease called sickle cell anemia. And because it impacted Black people's lives so adversely, nothing was being done about it. The Black Panther Party, we didn't go to college and do biology studies and all that stuff. We say Black people are dying from this. We got to do something about this. So the Black Panther Party, mandated by the leadership, Minister Huey P. Newton, set up medical centers to bring attention to this disease, to the fact that it set up testing all over the country. And also it heightened the contradictions. It forced the medical schools and everything to incorporate sickle cell anemia, identifying it and treating it as part of the medical study. We had to do it. We knew it. It didn't take a rocket scientist. It was a known fact we were dying from this disease, which it was no cure, no treatment. So I had to clarify that, because people sometimes get the wrong idea when you say, research and studying and all that. We were a bunch of young people. There was some old coots in there too that said, we're going to take this on, you know. And back then, an old coot was anybody over 25.
I love it. I love it. And so, look, we can breeze through these because you already broke down everything that we were going to tell people about this and go to the next fact or the next fact or whack. Do one of you want to read this one?
Tupac's mother was a member of the party.
Fact or whack? Afeni Shakur, Tupac's mother, was a member of the party.
Am I answering it or waiting until you get some choices?
Let's see what people say. We're throwing them softballs, Chairman Fred. We're throwing them softballs.
Okay.
These are a bunch of softballs. Okay, yes. The facts are in. They're saying fact, Mother Akua. Is that right?
Fact. In New York, she was a member of the Black Panther Party there.
And let me say, some of this stuff might be when we say softball, but I'm continuously learning to appreciate, do not draw any foregone conclusions that people know certain things. You know what I'm saying? Even when people say they know, when they leave us, they go to the news, they go to the misinformation. So we got to continuously bombard them with these facts continuously. Oh, it's like getting in shape. You know what I'm saying? People say, "Oh, I'm good now. I got in shape." Oh, no, when you leave that, we at the candy store. We, you know what I'm saying? We got to constantly, especially the Panther Party legacy. People are, "Oh, I know this." Oh, here we go. Constantly.
Chairman Fred, do you do trainings? Because I feel like I need some training on pulling out the perfect analogies for for the points I want to make. You are expert at breaking it down using the simplest, most relatable explanations.
We do political education after we leave here, we go and do Free Amar Radio. We do every Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30. And it's funny you said that. The widow of Minister UEP Newton, she just commented to me about that yesterday. She said, "You always had these analogies." We talked yesterday morning. And again, I attribute it to the politics, how they broke things down layman terms, and also That lady on my maternal side, Nanny, my grandmother, if you said, "Why are we eating peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" She had a whole analogy for it. So I get a lot of that from her, too.
Yes.
Wow. Go ahead.
That's okay.
My mother used to tease me when I was a child. She'd always say, "Every time you say so," you always say, "That's just like if."
Ah. I love it.
You know what else I was going to say? I want everybody to know, if they did, he was a cultural consultant on Judas and the Black Messiah. So,
my tag, and I was, as well as my tag team. And again, this is my A1 from day one, Mother Carmen Okunja. And just for the record, y'all, this ain't no choice. Everything political. These are the colors of the Black Panther Party, the black and light blue. This is the official uniform head of the Black Panther Party Cubs. So even the colors are political. Tupac, you mentioned the, you know what I'm saying? Tupac, Panther Cub Tupac, who I relate to a lot of things with, like, even being almost born inside the jail.
Yes.
You know, Pac has said, first of all, tomorrow is Tupac's birthday. You got to acknowledge that. And also, I said the comrade Queen Daphne here in Chicago. Pac say, my own mama say I'm thugged out. My own mama say I'm cubbed out.
That's the truth. That's the fact.
Well, it is again, has been a pleasure sharing this time with you. I want everybody to not to forget to read our Juneteenth essay over on AfricanAncestry.com and take advantage of our 10% off site-wide offer. I saw some people in the chat saying, I want to know where I'm from now. I'm excited right now on. That they right know on. I want to know.
Right on.
We're making it available to you as a Juneteenth special through Sunday, 10% off everything on the site except for travel and the family celebration packages. Again, if you already know where you're from, rep it with a t-shirt, rep it with an heirloom pendant. We've got a lot of, we've got something for everybody. Yeah, and our celebrated African ancestry reunions are back. So you all talked about going to Ghana in December. We are actually traveling to Ghana with African ancestry family members in October. And so we may cross paths with Chastity while we're there. But these trips are specially curated birthright journeys for people to go home with their cousins. And so we're going to Ghana in October, and we're going to Sierra Leone in November. So everybody, now's the time for you to either get your trip, come on the trip.
I got to get to Niger and Gabon. I got to get back home.
I know. Well, we'll let you know. You might get there before we have a family reunion, but we'll let you know when we're able to get to those places.
Please.
And if you all are watching us on the replay, please put a fist emoji in the comments to show Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Mother Aku and Jerry some love. We won't be here next week, but join us on June 29th when we're going to spotlight Caribbean American Heritage Month. Look, I'm telling you, Black people are taking over the month of June by revealing the African ancestry test results of the Eiffel family. They're first generation members from Barbados. They're going to learn where their ancestral origins were before Barbados, just in time for their family's reunion. Chairman Fred, Mother Akua, I send you love and blessings from Washington, D.C., and we will be there with you in spirit on the International Revolutionary Day for sure.
Right on. We tune in to the Freedom All Radio every Wednesday, 6:30. I'm about to do that right now.
Freedom All Radio. Until we meet again, everyone, thank you for joining us. May you be happy, may you be healthy, and may you be whole. Shout out to Wendy Cherry for producing this episode, and also to Chastity for helping to make it happen. Have a very good night, everyone.
I wanna know ya, Cameroon, Guinea-Bissau, Sierra Leone, gotta let me show.